Merrimack wins at Holy Cross tonight by the score of 5-2. Seamus Paul's with us, awarded the game goal and assist tonight. But Seamus, you know, you go back to that first period. It's a 1-1 game at that point. You know, you guys had the better of the play, really, but they were still able to get that power play goal off a strange bounce. You know, tie the game at 1-1, and then you have a chance. You know, shooting the puck, firing the puck from the point there, and goes in the net to make the score 2-1. And you guys didn't trail after that.
Yeah, I think we just had to play a more simple game, get pucks to the net, and then bodies to the net. Great pass by Lalonde, and then Fitzy with the screen, too. So it was good to get the boys back on track.
Did that hit something on the way in?
I think it might have hit like one of their defenders or something. Hit something, but I'm not sure what. Couldn't really see.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's 2-1 at that point. You get the goal later on in the period. Nathan King scores, makes it 3-1. You see you guys are leading after, you know, at that point. You know, not unexpectedly, there's a push for them by them in the second period there. 3-1 game. They have a power play. They had a shorthanded rush. You break up that rush. You come back the other way, and you're able to set up Justin Gill for the goal.
Yeah, I think our power play, it's been on and off recently. And, you know, when we get an opportunity, we know we got to step up and make a play for the team. And it was a good pass by P, and then Gill popped open. I saw him, and good shot by him.
On the shorthanded chance that you broke up, can you describe what happened on that play?
Yeah, I think I was just trying to I was just trying to read his eyes and make sure that the pass didn't get through, and then switch my stick to, I saw you shooting, so I switched my stick back, and thankfully it hit my stick on the way in.
And then you come back the other way, you end up getting the power play goal, so instead of it being a 3-2 game, it's a 4-1 game.
Yeah, no, that's big. I think we needed that. Obviously, having Lundy back there makes me feel a lot more comfortable, too, so I'm glad we got the goal instead of them.
All right, so you guys have the lead there. You go into the third period there, the 4-2 game at that point, and eventually, you know, Mark Hillier ends up scoring a goal. Actually, you got goals from both him and other captain, Kalen Fitzpatrick. Good to see the captains get goals as well.
Yeah, it was good to see that. Nice breakout by Flamin on the, and then Emerson Fano on the rush, and nice move by Mark on the back end. I think it's good to have those guys contribute and keep us rolling.
Nolan, was that pass from you, or was that from Emerson?
I made the first original pass, but Emmer made the final decision to send Mark on a B-way there. So,
all right, there you go. All right, so, you know, 5-2 at that point. A couple of things. I was talking to with your coach over this stretch here. You know, last five games, you guys won five in a row here now, but it's more so the way you guys have done it. In terms of being very consistent, five games, 15 periods over that stretch. I looked it up. You guys have only been outscored in two of those 15 periods.
Yeah, I think just playing our game. Like I said, we got to get pucks out. We don't want to give them transition offense. I think when we turn the puck over and they're coming back at us, that's when they have the best chance to win. But when we play simple and effective, I think it's a hard time to beat us.
And then you guys have also been getting goals over this stretch as well. 21 goals in five games, four goals a game. You know, that's winning hockey right there.
Yeah, I think just shooting the puck, getting guys to the net, I think that's the most important part. I think we've passed up a lot of shots in the first half, but if we start shooting more, we'll get more bodies to the net and hopefully get some bounces.
Overall, you know, you and the defensive core involved in a number of the goals tonight. You know, the defensemen scoring goals, setting up goals, involved in a lot of plays tonight.
Yeah, the D core has been good. I got to give those guys a lot of credit. It's easy to play with them, whoever I go on the ice with. And, you know, I think we can make a big contribution when we're out there.
All right, so you get UMass next week, back into Hockey East play. What will be important against them next week?
Yeah, I think it's always fun getting back into Hockey East play. They're going to be a good team. I think they've had a good stretch. So we just got to play our game.
All right, thanks a lot, Seamus. Warrior of the game. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.